This is the November the 5th. Which, of course, in Britain is Guy Fawkes Day. Total hell ritual, which finishes all rituals to hellize your victims. We know the big ritual done on Halloween was to kill off all of the vermin on the death list, ending the zero-sum game. And of course, here we end the zero-sum game of putting them in hell forever, to burn forever, to feed us. Why November the 5th? Well, if you look at the numbers, you've got 5, 11, 2, 0, and 17. 5, of course, stands for the Elohim, who were the vermin that caused the quantum fluctuation to produce the multiverse, and have been fully hellized simply by going back as a vampire and vampirizing their quantum fluctuation right from its inception, so that we feed off the Elohim, the vermin that produce the quantum fluctuations to produce multiverses. And, of course, we need to lock their intent into this process. So, of course, the being that does this, which is yours truly, called by the supernatural spirits, the Outer Time Lord, by myself, the Psi Lord, by the Nephilim, the great Lord Despite, and in reality are transdimensional, because you can hardly eat up the multiverse if you're a creature and creation of the Elohim that create the multiverse. So as one can see, multiverses are tiny little quantum fluctuations, and there are entities that are beyond the quantum vacuum, the so-called transdimensionals. This is way beyond the hamster, but that's pretty irrelevant. Now, the aim is to get the Elohim to try and kill me in their multiverse. We've had the British government desperately trying to jail me since 89, kill me since 1996, and trying to poison me to death with their bioweapons for a good, 11, 12 years. And remember, these are the creatures of the Elohim. Remember, the Rothschild said they crushed me like a flea, my ramblings would have no effect on reality. And remember, the Elohim, way back in 87, 16th of October, tried to drain me dry when I grail stated with the English girl. So as you can see, they've given me their permission to hellize them for all eternity. We know Halloween was when the game was over and they were incepted into death permanently. Now, of course, there has to be a ritual to put them into Omega Hell as the archetypes of the damned. We know, of course, they have their collection centers for the force from humanity, which are all of their churches. We know on November the 5th, Guy Fawkes was going to blow up Parliament, which can be thought of as a Elohim place of worship, with the Elohim's avatars in charge of the English. We know, of course, that Guy Fawkes and his conspirators failed and were tortured to death horribly. But from Illuminati, Illuminism, the 5 stands for Elohim, the 11 stands for Dat, the death doorway, the 2-0 stands for the 2-1s, which of course is the Psi Lord, and the second one, which is the sublime good Lilith, the mother of all demons. producing zero, which of course is death. And then we've got the 17 going from the top level, seventh heaven level, right down to the bottom, which is the 233, the 168, going down to the 233, which is 169 plus 64, which is 8 squared. Which means that on November the 5th, we have the ability to stop anyone coming up the elevator to reach the seventh heaven level by simply switching timelines on them and going from Taylor Swift going up the elevator with her pyramid of Taylors to Taylor being the zombie corpse, the damned trapped in Omega Hell. Similarly with the Elohim that are trying to get this God force from their creatures in the multiverse, we can simply block that. Remember, the collection center for the God force, for the Elohim, are churches. So on the November the 5th, after killing the Elohim in the eight vermin killed in New York by the mad Muslim that was brought there by pure evil, by the mad Americans lottery, we then of course do the final solution ritual, which is to lock the Elohim in Omega Hell as the archetypes of the damned. This service then is used not to hellize people, because you've got all of those rituals, but to lock them in Omega Hell, to wake up after they've gone mad as the Elohim, archetypes of the damned. So it's basically the full stop. The Halloween service is the full stop for killing vermin, be they humans, interdimensionals or aliens, demons, any shit like that. And this ritual, which is at $600, is to lock the vermin in hell, the full stop. Remember, the Elohim have been the only things that the Cylons have been after, because everything in the multiverse is simply created and aspects of the Elohim, because it's all self-similar, so that rather than fight a multitude of vermin in the multiverse, all aspects of the Elohim, you simply go back before the Big Bang, vampirize, kill, hellize the Elohim, and then everything in the multiverse is hellized and killed. And since, of course, you want to lock their intent, the intent that created the multiverse, into their damnation, then, of course, you get them to sign the contract, zero-sum game, to kill me. Remember, MI5 have been trying to kill me for a good 21 years now. And, of course, you want them to sign the contract to try and damn you. Remember, they tried that way back in 16th of October, 1987, when I Grail stated with English Girl. So, of course, the intent of the Elohim is tuned to being hellized and killed. And since it's self-similar, everything in the multiverse is tuned to being killed and hellized. Hence, there's nothing in the multiverse that lives for long. And it all ends up in Omega Hell, going mad, waking up as the Elohim. A nice, happy ending. Now, to do this ritual on November the 5th, to fully hellize the Elohim, we read from the Daily Mail, 27 dead in Texas church massacre. Remember, the churches are the collection centers for the Elohim, they're abattoirs where they kill the victims, which are the Christians, all of whom have been branded at birth to be cattle on the Elohim's ranch by being baptized. So if you've been baptized, then give up, because you have been branded as cattle, only fit for killing and hellizing, and your whole life is dedicated to feeding the Elohim. So as you can see, taking over that process as the new farmer means that every Christian on the planet simply feeds me, which of course is a happy ending. There's no happy ending for the Christians, because remember, they're just cattle, goyim, on the farm. I've just killed a farmer and taken over the farm, a la Animal Farm. And I know lots of the great and the good regard me as a pig, so that fits in rather well. Anyway, the Mount, 27 dead in Texas church massacre, child age 2 and pastor's daughter 14 among the victims, as gunman shoots every single person at tiny Baptist service. Up to 27 worshippers, it's in fact 26, including a child age 2. Now we've got a baby of 18 months killed, which of course links up with the 666. 18 is 3 sixes, of the great Lord Lucifer. So as you can see, the youngest bears the mark of the beast to complete the ritual, were feared dead last night after a gunman opened fire on a church congregation in Texas. Police said the killer, who was named last night as Devin Patrick Kelly, remember Kelly was the psychic assistant of Dr. D and the 007 Archmage of the Illuminati back in Elizabeth the First time. And I, of course, am the new Archmage of the Illuminati, the new 007. I know the British don't like me being the Archmage, but they've got fuck all choice, because I've simply taken it over by force. And one can see that Devin Kelly bears the name of my assistant, so you can see taking over the magic of the Enochian angels, who of course are the sidekicks of the Elohim. So this guy walks into the tiny First Baptist Church and started shooting halfway through yesterday's service. Here of course we've got the first of pure evil, true power, Baptist, because remember I talked about baptism being the branding of the Christian cattle on the farm of the Elohim. Around 25 people were reportedly injured after the attack on the largely white congregation. According to Sky, it's 20 were injured. Police said the gunman, who was wearing full gear, fled the church in Sutherland Springs. Remember that Southland, the South, is the position of man in Illuminism, where we have the minus one from the Argand diagram, where we do the killing. It's the slaughter ground. Springs are natural gateways to the underworld and hell. So you can see the name is exactly right for the final hell ritual to bind the Elohim in hell for all eternity within their own creation. So you can see, of course, how much fun it is. And you might wonder, well, if the quantum fluctuation that made the multiverse has been consumed by the great Lord Vampire, the great Lord Despite, the Psy Lord, yours truly, then why have we got anything happening? Well, of course, it's surface detail, which is on the black hole of the Psy Lord's vampire body, the matrix, which in fact all of you creatures are within. Continuing. So this church had only 50 regular worshippers. I fled the church in a car. 50, of course, stands for the 50th Gateway of Attention, which Moses failed to pass, and which is protected by Samael, the serpent that poisoned Moses and the Jewish race way back then. And that stands for the five of Elohim, and the 10, the elevator, 10th term, 5 at the top, the 50th gateway of attention, which is the elevator door opening, allowing you to reach the 7th heaven level. He was pursued 10 miles, you get where the 10 is, 10 of the elevator, into a neighboring county where he was killed. It was unclear whether he was killed, shot by police officers, or killed himself. No, according to Sky News, a passerby, one of the Texas cowboys down there with his cowboy hat, blew the fucktard away. A witness near the church said that at about 11:30 a.m., she heard around 20 shots from what sounded like a semi-automatic inside the building. Remember, 12 o'clock stands for north, the time of, the position of the black magician, which is the one. So you'd want the fucktards to be slaughtered at 12 noon. Here it's happening at 11:30 a.m., which means that you've got the hands on the 11, because we're doing the 11 rituals, November, opening the DAT doorway, killing off the entire timeline and all timelines of the Elohim filth, and the big hands pointing to the south, Southland Springs, the 6 on the clock, minus 1. So as you can see, 11:30 fits in nicely with the 11 ritual we're doing. And the 30 stands with the Southland, the killing, the minus 1. Others said it sounded as if the gunman reloaded at least once. 4 helicopters ferried the injured to hospital in the nearest city of San Antonio, 30 miles away. FBI agents arrived to help with the investigation. The total death toll was not confirmed. It's 26, but officials said it was more than 20, and there were kids involved. So we had this 18-month-year-old kid killed, and the oldest was 77, because we're doing the double 7 exchange rituals of the Jews, where we're giving all the 7 evil shit to the Elohim and all of their creatures and creation, and all the 7 good things are coming to me and the vampires from this ritual. If you want to know more about the 7 double letters of Hebrew, the language of the Elohim, then just get A. Waite's book, Holy Kabbalah, and look in the appendix where you'll see it. Continuing. There were claims that half the congregation had been killed. Local emergency sources said last night every single person in the church was shot and were all either killed or seriously injured. A 6-year-old boy was shot 4 times and was undergoing emergency surgery last night. Policeman Albert Gamez Jr. told CBS News, "The details are kind of sketchy for what I know right now. What they're telling me, like 27 deceased and over 20, 25 injured. It's fact 26, 20, according to Sky News today. The tight-knit rural community has just 1 church, 2 petrol stations, a general store, a tire shop, and a community center. Its population in 2000 was just 362. The church usually posts its Sunday services on YouTube, and the congregation is a mix of retired people and young families. Hence, thanks to YouTube, we can poison the entire internet with this, and we're getting global publicity, which is brilliant. And it's Texas, which is the south of America, to do the minus 1, in the south land with a spring, which is the these are natural gateways to hell. Remember Colin Bloyd at his fountain group, where the fountain, Brighton Fountain, is directly over a spring, because there's an underground river that flows down to the sea, and spring water used to bubble up in the old steam, so one can see that these gateways to the underworld. Remember the two lowest levels of the underworld. There are seven different levels, seven multiverses on top of each other. Could only be reached by fusing your energy body with trees. Well, that's another story. But if you're interested on that, you can always look on Supernatural Spirit and some of my magic MP3s. services have a strong evangelical flavour, with Last Sundays featuring electric guitars and a motorbike parked near the altar, which of course links to Hillcrest, the evangelical church of Bieber and Selena Gomez. Remember Selena Gomez, the fucktard's going out, or has been going out with a fucktard Bieber. And Gomez has been totally fucked over by KP's witches, who gave her, was it fourth degree lupus? So she's had total renal failure and had to have a kidney from a friend, and now is on lifelong immune lowering drugs to stop kidney rejection. Why? Well, of course, Selena Gomez was backing Taylor Swift in the war against Katy Perry and the witches. So, of course, Katy Perry and the witches struck down Selena Gomez to put the fear of God up Taylor Swift, who now, of course, is facing hideous death by luciferic black magic and has run into the arms of the British government, who are desperately trying to weaponize her to be used for the British government, who, of course, are being hellized by KP and the witches, because KP hates Theresa May and the British government. So you can see, of course, how much fun life's become. Now, Hillcrest is the cult that Bieber and Selena Gomez, the Christian cult, that they are brainwashed fucktards off. So, of course, one can see with this ritual, one automatically uses Russian technology to put the modern update of Rakoff, artificial reincarnation, where instead of putting a dead soul into someone, we're putting a dead church into Hillcrest, and of course killing Bieber and Selena Gomez at Halloween. Remember, with the eighth killing, you can simply kill off the total reality of a victim. Hence, Halloween was the ultimate weapon system, done in New York. On the East Coast, which of course links up with the minus I damnation, and automatically then we can see the link between the damned in New York and the death which occurred, which is the South, and the death in the South, in Texas, which links up with the damnation, minus I, of New York. So one can see that the New York ritual not only killed the fucktards, but opened up the ability to unmanifest fucktards and damn them, minor sight. Now we then artificially reincarnate, or in fact totally unmanifest, using this eight, which unmanifests the sixth term, which makes reality solid, putting the devil church into Hillcrest and all the other churches on the planet to devilize every single church, past, present, future, to make them luciferic death abattoirs. So you can see it here, we're poisoning all the churches, past, present, future, with this ritual, so the Elohim have been tricked into uploading death and damnation into themselves by their own abattoirs, their own churches. And of course, baptism simply links the damned and the dead with the Elohim so that we feed the Elohim poison, Christian vermin that kill and damn the Elohim. One must wonder why it's all working. Well, remember, the multiverse was vampirized before it was incepted by the great Lord Despite. So you can see why we're simply in a matrix where the only game in town was to get the Elohim to sign on the dotted line to engage me in total combat and to try and damn me so that they gave me permission to do them in before they ever created the multiverse. Because remember, being an Omega point, being totally honorable, the victim has to ask to be killed and damned. Hence, of course, tricking the Elohim into wanting to kill and damn me. Continuing. Investigators believe yesterday's service may have been filmed, which is great, stick it on the internet. The 14-year-old daughter of the church's pastor was among those killed in the mass shooting, which of course links up with the seven ritual, the seven exchange rituals of Hebrew that are used to damn the Goyim and give all the good things to the Jews. Now, of course, totally appropriated by me. And, of course, thanks to Bieber and Gomez, we've got the living A-list hell archetypes of the Elohim, the walking typhoid Marys of death and damnation, where Bieber is, in fact, the Omega Hellized scapegoat, death goat Jew. The same with Gomez, where all of the evil directed at the great Lord Despite, the Psy Lord, yours truly, and of course the sublime good Lilith, is downloaded into Bieber and Selena Gomez, so that the more you try and attack the Psy Lord and sublime good Lilith, the more the Elohim suffer, and the more their creatures and creation suffers, because it's affecting the inception protocols of the matrix in which you all live. So you can see how much fun it is. Continuing. Annabelle Renee Pomeroy was one very beautiful, special child of Father First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy, and said last night, the girl was her father's youngest daughter. The pastor said he and his wife were away in Oklahoma when the shooter opened fire. So as you can see, the great Lord Lucifer requires one of the children to be given to him. And of course, we've got the victim Annabel Renee Pomeroy, who is the daughter of the pastor, and can act as the perfect, hellized, dead scapegoat, Omega Shell, Wicker Woman, for Sublime Good Lilith. Downloading all of the evil that was put into Sublime Good Lilith by her pastor father and mother and line of pastors, all of it taken out, taking all the toxic shit out and dumping it into the pastor's daughter. So as you can see, the ritual wasn't about me doing it. It's me and Sublime Good Lilith. Remember, my original name was Two Run the Show. Not one. We don't have one runs the show. We have Two Run. Continuing. And remember that is the two ones at the start of the Fibonacci series, which if you take away from the series, which ends at 13, you get, of course, you've got it 11. Albert Gammes, a local official, said, "It's a tragic day. My heart is broken. You never think it would happen, and there it does. It doesn't matter where you're at." Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, "Our prayers are with all who are harmed by this evil act. Our thanks to law enforcement for their response." Donald Trump, who is touring Asia, wrote on Twitter, "May God be with the people of Sutherland Springs." God is with the people of Sutherland Springs because they're all in Omega Hell and the Elohim, which is what Christians call God, are screaming as the archetypes of the damned. Remember, they've been the only prey for the top predator, and yours truly being the top predator, it's only the Elohim that have mattered. The FBI and law enforcement are on the scene. I'm monitoring the situation from Japan. So you can see, of course, the great man Donald Trump wasn't afflicted or affected by the massive change in the earth energies of America, which obliterated and carpet bombed everyone in North America with the massive hellization, Armageddon, apocalypse, occult warfare, super bomb that went off in Texas. He was safely in Japan, unafflicted by the hellization of America. So one can see it's good that all of the vermin that would be running against Donald Trump in the future, when he goes for his second term, all have been hellized and are fully locked in to hell, Armageddon, apocalypse, so that if Donald Trump doesn't win the second term, then America can be assured that its new president will lead America into total and utter hellization, which, as we can see, it's coming from North Korea. And that fucktard of all fucktard, that total enemy of all humanity, Elon Musk, that has doomed humanity to extinction with his cobalt in the batteries of his electric cars. So you can see, of course, reality's tuned that if Donald Trump doesn't win his second term, then America will die. So at least you Americans know, vote for Donald Trump or die and wake up in Omega Hell. Continuing. According to US media, Kelly apparently used to serve in the military. So of course, he's perfect for the suicide squad. The military protect you from evil and use evil to protect you from evil. So one can see he's perfect for the 168. And with his ritual, which was 169, and the ritual in New York, done by Taylor Swift with her eight gimps, where she signed on the dotted line that she was going to engage the male principal, yours truly, in total combat. We get the 64, giving us the 233, the bottom of the 13 pillar. So as you can see, perfect ritual, done by pure perfection. Or kissable perfection. Continuing. The married 26-year-old lived in New Brussels, a suburb of San Antonio, about 30 miles from the church. And 26 links up with my birthday. The double 13 links up with double Amalek, double evil, where you go from the 13th term to the one term and then bounce back to the 13th term, so that whenever you try to reach the one, all you get is bouncing back to 13 and evil and hellization. A LinkedIn account appearing to belong to Kelly describes him as serving in the US Air Force from his 2009 high school graduation until 2013, after which he briefly taught at a summer Bible school. On a now-deleted Facebook account, he recently displayed an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle as his profile picture. He was also pictured with a baby who may have been his child. And according to Sky, he was kicked out of the military because he beat up his wife and kid. The shooting comes little more than a month after Stephen Paddock shot 58 people dead at a music festival in Las Vegas, the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Church shootings are increasingly common in the U.S. In 2015, 9 people were killed by Dylan Roof, a 21-year-old white supremacist, during a prayer service in a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. In September, African-American Emmanuel Sampson allegedly sprayed a church in Nashville, Tennessee with bullets, killing a woman and wounding 6 others. A note which police say he left in his car suggested he was doing it in revenge for the Charleston outrage. All of the victims at the multiracial church were white, although it was unclear whether Sampson, who was masked and wearing a bulletproof vest, targeted them specifically. A late-term abortion provider, Dr. George Tiller, was shot dead in his Kansas church by an anti-abortion extremist in 2009. So as one can see, the ritual is completed. Now, how would you use it if you buy this $600 service? Well, you've got all of those ways of hellizing vermin given to me by the great Lord Lucifer. And with this service, of course, you get the final pure evil pair of crystals, plus a pure crystal that powers you with the life force and power that you get from the damned that you've hellized in Omega Hell. And since, of course, I'm the one state, that means that I get all of the power from damned souls in the one state. You, of course, are in the two state, Feigenbaum period doubling, because I make vampires. So you're getting power that I wouldn't be able to get because I'm in the one state, so you're doing me a favor. And, of course, if you've got children or wives or husbands who become vampires, you're then in the four state. You're not, but your wife, husband, children are. So you're then getting more energy from the four state. And if you got them to make vampires, you get the eighth state. Or in fact get me to make vampires for them, you get the eighth state, and then finally you get the people that they've made to make more vampires by getting me to make them vampires, get the 16 state, which, as you can see, gets you even more energy from the process as we go down the Feigenbaum period doubling, And then, of course, if we commercialize it and everyone and their dog is joining in, we get into the sixth state, which is the strange attractor. And then if we get the great little beast to make vampires, then we get the 666 state, which is getting all of the available energy from chaos. So as you can see, Feigenbaum period doubling, which is the core of chaos, is the reason I make vampires and spread vampire technology to get maximum yield, because being in the pure one state, that would simply be unavailable unless I made vampires. So I'm not making vampires out of benevolence, I'm making vampires out of getting maximum yield. So as you get the power, you're me, you get the power, I get the power. So you can see how the vampire technology, which feeds off chaos, is being fully optimized. So with this service, the pure evil double crystals are the full stop of your damnation rituals, which we got from the great Lord Lucifer. The clear one is you being able to feed totally from the damned, with them locked in hell forever. The Halloween one, with its two double pure evil crystals, allows you to lock your victims in death, where their death is assured, and that the energy that they provide by dying in the clear quartz crystal is fed to you. And if you're a death force vampire, one could see the Halloween ritual crystals are a must-have to collect full power for your death force vampire. Enjoy.